Happy New Year, everyone. There can't be one of us not heaving a sigh of relief at leaving 2020 behind us. What will this new year hold? We are all hoping for the vaccine to be rolled out quickly and a return to normality. But before that, there is much hard work for those involved in hospitals and doctor's surgeries, for whom it will get worse before it gets better. Then there are those who teach our children, those who are singers, musicians, and other performers, wondering what lies in store for them, those who own their own businesses, those who are hungry, those wondering where the money will come from. The list goes on, and we tend to forget the same ones each time. What about you? What is in store for you in the short and the long term? This is the time of year when we usually make resolutions, thinking about what we want to achieve and how we might get there. They are often to do with health and fitness, but some decide to learn a new skill or take up a new hobby, or be more organised. I think I make that one every year. It's perhaps not the best time of year to make resolutions, being dark and cold. The summer might be a better time to motivate ourselves with its lighter, warmer days. But we are celebrating Christmas, and the Feast of Christmas goes on for 12 days, so we're still celebrating. And we've been thinking of Jesus, born in the normal way as a tiny baby, dependent on his mother for milk, warmth, and safety, needing to grow and develop as children do, needing to get to know his body and use his muscles to make his arms and legs move as he wanted them to, needing to learn to walk and talk. When we speak of making careful progress, we speak of baby steps. Jesus will have made baby steps, walking towards hands held out by Mary or Joseph, who would have been encouraging him on, perhaps falling on his bottom with a look of comical surprise, but being encouraged to get up and try again. So what do we want this year to be? Not only in our personal lives, but in the world as a whole. And what are the baby steps we can take to make it come about? If we want the world to be a more loving place, where neighbours look out for each other and people focus more on loving and caring than on earning and stockpiling, what baby steps might we take to make that come about? Is there someone we can keep an eye on? Are there words we can say to those looking at what they might do with their lives? Are there workers we can encourage to keep going, or to whom we can express our thanks? Someone to whom we can say, "You're doing so well." Is there someone who would be glad of a conversation, a small gift of home baking, or a delivery of shopping? Someone you can wave to as they look out of their window. Someone you could surprise with flowers. Is there a small step you can take by supporting a charity that looks after people or animals or the world around us? Can you plan ahead so that you use less and reuse instead of throwing things away? Baby steps. Not much to show, maybe, but in time, baby steps lead to bigger strides, and we will find that we are changing the world around us just that little bit, and that others are joining us so that it's a little bit more, and so it spreads. That child who took his baby steps grew to be Jesus, our Saviour, and calls us to follow in his footsteps. Where will he lead us? And what will he achieve through us this year? God willing, we'll look back from 2022 and see that baby steps added up to a whole new way of walking. Wherever he leads you, God bless you.